Perfect. Perfect. Mary, you're an angel. And one of these days, I'm going to have everything all working. We have not had internet service in 3 months, and our internet company had the audacity to send me a bill for that. I'm going to have a lot of fun handling that bill. It will give me an opportunity to express myself and maybe have access to someone who can tell me what the future will bring us here. But we are moving down the road where I think everyone down here is starting to feel a spirit of recovery to some degree. There's still a lot of stress, and some people are financially hurting and suffering physically from it. But we are recovering, and we're all looking forward to a great Christmas season. And next week, we will be in a thankful spirit when Thanksgiving comes. So, Mary, if you would please look and see what callers might be there wishing to ask for a blessing or make a comment. I'll just let you take over, Mary.
This is Stormy.
Hi, hello. Stormy.
Yes, I would like to ask a blessing for my brother Neil today. He suffers from gout so bad he couldn't play music this weekend for a homeless shelter for a benefit because he couldn't drive. But he's had this problem for years, and he's a gifted musician also, performs and plays all the time. And I do have my music on the background here.
Okay, good. Good.
Some really beautiful melodic music. Well, I've just got a cassette tape of a bunch of my music. But I go on to the next call here.
Okay.
Thanks, I do. Tony.
Thank you, Stormy. We're breaking out a little bit and not hearing it as well as you deserve to be heard. So we're just going to write down your brother's name and remember him in the blessing. Mary, is there someone else in the queue that is wanting to speak?
This is Tony. I heard I got the queue a second ago. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're hearing me right now.
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I wanted to really just express some gratitude for the class that you're doing right now. Really very much enjoyed your first presentation, and our discussion was a lot of fun on Thursday. It went along beautifully with the new moon. Just the things that you're emphasizing about the way that, you know, that we are really an artist at the most essential level with the way that we respond to life and the way that life is moving with us. Really very beautiful and very instructive, really inspiring. So I really want to acknowledge you and thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we've got some great new messages today, some great instructions that you will love. And I'm going to talk a little bit about part of it because I like to share the wisdom as broadly as I can. We can't always say that much on our blessing call because we don't have much time. But I like to do what I can. And
thanks again. That's it for me.
Okay. Mary, is there anyone else? Just open their line.
Hi, this is Eva. Hello.
Eva, hi. Hello.
Hi. I'm getting the message, the cue, but we cannot hear Mary. I cannot hear Mary. I'm not sure what happened there.
I am not either. These are very weird times when it comes to technology. I normally can bring this up and I have everything available to me. And this time, the only thing I have available is my front page. So I don't know what this is all about. I'll have to call the company and sort it out. As a matter of fact, I probably will have to call them before my class starts in an hour from now. But, Eva, did you have a...
I would like to ask for a blessing, yes, and apparently the rest of us can hear each other. So I would like to ask a blessing for my sister, Naomi, and her husband, David. They have been... she was not married until she was 61, so they were older when they got married and have lived very happily together, but she is... forgetting a lot. She's not, her memory is kind of going. And, since they were kind of independent because of their age, they lived sort of independent lives when it came to what they do, in their eating habits and so forth. And so it's very stressful for him, now to try to figure out how he's taking, you know, how to take care of her. With her not being able to remember certain things. So,
oh, I know. I can relate. I can certainly understand that.
Yeah, I guess you can. I know you mentioned this about your mother. For me, I have never had to deal with this in my life with my family before, even with my mother who lived to be 87. My sister seems very content and happy, which I'm glad for. And you can have a relatively normal conversation with her, but from her living at home, from what I hear from her husband, is she's just doesn't remember a lot of things. So I would like to have a blessing for the two of them in their relationship, and that this might, you know, he would be able to find strength to deal with what he has to deal with.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Love at all ages touches my heart.
Yeah, they were like two peas in a pod, you know. And,
that's so sweet. That is so sweet. And my love goes out to both of them. Thank you, Eva. Mary, is there anyone else who needs to be opened up in the queue? I guess they can't hear you, but just go ahead and do it. And you, well, I don't... Just speak up. I don't know what else to say. Because I cannot hear you, Mary. Mary, can you can you unmute yourself? Do you know how to do that?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's there?
This is Jerome, Glenda.
Jerome, hi.
To you and to the computer system, and love and blessings to a friend of mine, James, who's recovering from an illness, my son Andrew, and I'm losing a little bit of memory here, so for Jerome, my own memory, but you are doing a fantastic job. Blessings with all your help, light, love, peace, and joy, and I just send more of that to you, and congratulations with everything that you are, have been, and will do for your future. So I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I just love you.
I love you dearly, too. And it just makes my day to hear your voice and your special kind of laughter. See? You did it again.
And you're doing it too. In spite of everything, you're doing it too. So
okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Do we have someone else, Mary? I don't know if they could hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy from Houston.
Hi, Kathy.
I am asking for prayers for myself today, please.
Okay.
I have just sold my house in Houston, which is a good thing. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about the family that's going to be moving in. They're great family, a minister and his family. But I am planning to move to Temple, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't any homes there that I'm ready to buy yet.
Oh!
So I need to get out of this house and find a new house by the middle of next month. And I know that God knows which house it is already. But I'm just asking him to help me stay calm
okay. And
listen to his voice for the right one.
That is your blessing. Okay. It's for a new home.
Correct. And that I stay calm and select the one that he wants for me, and I don't get nervous and just take one too fast.
Yes. Right. Exactly. To be right-minded and in your right heart about it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, God bless you, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Do we have anyone else? Mary, I can't see anything, so I am truly walking blind on this, so.
Hi, Glenn. It's David.
Hi. Desmond?
Hi. I've been from North Carolina, but right now I'm in New Mexico trying to find a new home and new work, so even though I kind of include myself down on the bottom of the list for blessings, I did want to call and request blessings for some people who are doing some very difficult physical challenges right now. Carol, and she's had cancer in the past couple of years and has had a lot of difficulties lately. Her husband, Alan, who's taking care of her. Another friend, Rodney, who's been diagnosed with ALS.
No.
And my dad has either advanced Lyme's or Parkinson's, we don't know what. And, you know, I look at they're all doing what they need to do to, you know, be, you know, they're all still here. But I see that they could use some help.
Absolutely.
And I have a friend, Janice, who's had some mystery things happening too, so I'm faced with, I come in contact with all these people, and it's like, what can I do to help, being present is one of them, being grounded and present, and then I realize, well, I need to keep my cup full too, so that I have something to give, but that's...
You know, best thing anyone can give is their light, because light is like fire, it doesn't get less by giving.
True. Very true.
And it's true. Fire does not become less by giving. And that is true of life as well. Giving a little piece of life can become magnified in the life of other people. Giving a smile, giving a caring word, giving encouragement, letting them see your light helps them to fire up their light a little stronger. Maybe it won't be a full-blown miracle, but if it makes the day go better, it gives them confidence, and then we never know where that will lead.
Exactly. Well, and on another note, I've been on the road and in this relocation pattern for so long that I've definitely considered coming to your latest class, but now that it's already started, do you have archives, or do you still offer that?
Oh, sure, you can still get in, because if you don't mind listening to the first two lessons being recorded.
Okay, all right. I've been thinking about it. I realized, gosh, I'm going from Eastern to Mountain to whatever time zones, I feel I'm getting reoriented in a physical space now. But anyway, well, thank you so much for the.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, I sure will. You too. Okay, do we have anyone else, Mary?
Hey, Glenda, this is Scott. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott. Yeah, I'm a little bit technologically frustrated, but other than that, I'm doing great.
You don't have to show me. About half the time, it won't do what I want.
Okay, good. So I've got company.
Oh, very much. But I did have something really fun. I
okay.
was able to go to a group home for foster kids and facilitate a leadership module. And it was a good experience. They got quite animated.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to do another one in January. It'll be an 8-week course that teaches them speaking and confidence and chairmanship. So I would just ask for a blessing on that. The big picture is that they could have a successful life experience. I don't know what exactly we'll catch, but you try to get the wheels turning and stay in the big picture.
Okay.
All support appreciated.
You've got it.
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. And just blessings in general for all the good things you do.
Thanks.
Okay, Mary, is there anyone else?
Glenda, this is Mary.
Hi.
I had to, I apologize to you and the community. I had to try plan A, B, C, and D. I give great thanks to our dear Yeshua that the computer worked, and then for some reason I had to call in on another phone. But I just want to say, Glenda, what a masterful teacher you are of grace in the moment. And a lot of this, like what you're experiencing right now and different things that I've been experiencing, reminds me so much of the command of Jesus to the disciples to get out of the boat. Because to me that means there's so many structures and computers and things in our lives that sometimes we hold on to, but the best thing to do is, I think, is get into the water and know that we are safe and held in God at all times and through all things. And so thank you for your constant patience and grace in teaching us these things, and thank the community for their patience with our technology. And I just want to hold on to Yeshua and trust in the waters that hold us all through all of this.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary. You know, and I don't have, thank you for being here. My gosh, I think I would have been lost without you today. Well, I know I would have been. But the angels called you, and there you were. We probably should do some rehearsing during the week where we really get our act together.
Yeah.
So if this happens again, we can be very smooth about it. But I think we did okay. One of the things I really wanted to talk about today, and we're almost out of time, but I still want to give a few moments to that thought. And that is, in everything we do, look deeper. There's very, very little that can be changed on the surface. The surface is just the result of what has happened way beneath. We see the topsoil on the ground can grow grass and shrubs down so far, but certain kinds of trees can't grow there because what's beneath won't hold the roots. That's why down here in sandy soil that goes down 100 feet, there were 200-year-old oak trees literally pulled out and turned upside down. Now, the difference is that they were only in sand. Yeshua said, don't build your house on sand. Build it on a rock. It's not likely that a hurricane would occur in places where there are more hilly, rocky soils where the tall trees are anchored in the deeper soil and the rocks. But if it did, it could break off branches, but it wouldn't turn a tree upside down. The point of what I'm saying is not to talk about storms or hurricanes or disasters or anything other than the fact that all of life is about change. There's always something changing, and we always have a need for change, hopefully for improvement. We're either wanting to improve the quality of our life, or we're wanting to improve our health, or perhaps our relationships or our income, and we look at what's wrong on the surface, and we think we can repair it on the surface. We can't. We've got to go much deeper to find the opportunities for genuine change. When Yeshua would perform a miracle, and it was done, he would say to the recipient, "Your faith has made you whole." Well, I think what he was really directing their attention to is that they let go of their attention on the problem. They were no longer focusing on the problem. They either went to a higher place to just surrender to God, or they allowed the deeper problem to be exposed so that it could be addressed and healed. But they were no longer fretting on the surface with the fact that they were lame or blind and they couldn't move and they couldn't see and they couldn't feel. They were no longer groping around with the problem. They let go of the problem. They let their faith guide them to both higher and deeper levels of awareness. Things are not brought to a beneficial, profitable change on the surface. And this is why we all have so much frustration with various problems when they come up. Just for example, me with this technological problem. Right now, because I'm in the middle of a conference call, I cannot call our providers and ask customer service to tell me what's wrong, which is what I will do when we're finished with the blessing and before our next class starts. You see, I can go deeper than get to the bottom of it. But right now, I just keep agonizing with a service problem. I keep going back and forth like a hamster on a wheel, and nothing ever changes. But thank God Mary is there, and Mary had a similar situation to what I had. She didn't realize that she wasn't logged in correctly, and so she and I couldn't talk, but she still did the work. You see, when we try to handle things on the surface, this is what it's like. And you know, most people go through life like this. I'm complaining right now because I don't like to inconvenience you or to make any part of this experience stressful for you. And I would like for all of us just to relax right now. But I think it made a very beneficial illustration of where life doesn't work. It doesn't work on the surface. That's where the problems are. When we go deeper, we ask for help, we get solutions. When we go higher, whether it's to our own higher mind or our surrendering to God, we get solutions. You see, and what we do with the blessing is the blessing givers, and I really do nothing other than convey it. It comes from our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua. Anchors into the earth at the greatest depth and then returns back through you. And as it passes through you, it adapts to you. So this energy of grace, wisdom, love, and healing comes in to your heart, adapts to you, and everything you need passes on down to the earth, is anchored into the earth, and then comes back to your heart, to nurture your heart, back up to heaven, to give feedback to the higher realm that then turns back and sends it to you again. It goes back and forth constantly for about 3 minutes. And so during those 3 minutes, that's when I'd like you to be praying. But if you can disengage just a little bit from the surface problems, it would really help to create more beneficial direction for this energy, for this love, for this assistance coming into you. Then when the blessings are complete, go and rest for at least 3 minutes, at least 7 minutes. Don't even pray, just absorb. Okay. I'm going to ask the blessing givers to join me now. And the rest of you, just be seated comfortably. If you're ill and can't sit up, that's okay. Just lie down. Be comfortable. Just have some connection with the energy of gravity so that as the energy moves through you, it can touch upon the earth. And from the earth, pass back again through you into heaven. So allow your attention just to fall in your heart. Be still. And know that you are with God. Dear Yeshua, we thank you that you are always with us, whether we know it or not. Our attention can be so easily focused on our problems. We forget to look for guidance. We forget to look for redemption. We disallow the power of transformation because we want to do it ourselves. Thank you for your patience, your sense of humor, your forgiveness, and your endurance through all things with us. We ask now that you come and bless us, that you give us a special blessing energetically through the Holy Spirit and from our Father, that not only we shall be blessed, but those who see and touch us shall be blessed. For there is no limitation to the grace and the power of God and the Holy Spirit. We ask that you be with those who are alone. We ask that you heal those who are sick. We ask that you help the children and that you give comfort to the grieving and to those who are aging and wondering what's next. We thank you now and in all things forever. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete now. Time to go and rest. Just absorb and receive. And we'll see you again next week.